Amen and amen. Thank you, Father God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. Hallelujah, God. I decree and declare, oh God, victory is our portion, oh God. I decree and declare breakthroughs, oh Lord. I decree and declare we are rich, oh God. I decree and declare increase, Lord. I decree and declare creative ideas, oh God. I decree and declare money-making ideas, oh God. I decree and declare health and strength, oh God. I decree and declare generational curses are to be broken, Lord. I decree and declare, oh God, open doors. I decree and declare wisdom and knowledge, oh God. I decree and declare we are perfect, whole, and complete, oh God. I decree and declare favor, Lord. I decree and declare our household belongs to you, O God. I decree and declare salvation, Lord. I decree and declare traveling mercies, O God. I decree and declare we are an overcomer, Lord. I decree and declare we are free. I decree and declare renew in spirit, O God. I decree and declare that we are rooted and grounded in love, God. I decree and declare that we are walking in divine healing, Lord. I decree and declare goodness of the Lord. I decree and declare, O God, divine health, Lord. I decree and declare oneness in you, O God. Hallelujah. Prophetess Darlene, can you open the line so we can speak in our heavenly language?
Thank you. Oh, glory, glory, glory to your name, Father God. Oh, Father God. In Psalm 68:1, it says, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Hallelujah. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Let them exceedingly rejoice. And Father, we rejoice in knowing that you love us. We rejoice in knowing that you protect us. We rejoice in knowing that you give us unction. We rejoice in knowing that you give us the words, Father God. You speak through us, Father God. We rejoice in knowing that you cover us, Father God. We rejoice in knowing that you have set a lamp under our footsteps, Father God. So when we walk, Father God, we can see and we can know where we're going, Father God. For in your word there is life. In your word there is power. In your word there is strength, Father God. This day, Father God, we thank you for favor with job opportunities, Father God. In this day, Father God, we decree and declare healing in the minds of your people, Father God. We thank you for our sanity. We thank you for the word that gives us understanding, Father God. We thank you in this day for all the benefits that you are blessing us with, Father God. We don't care what yesterday was. Today is the day that you have made, Father God, and we live, we breathe, and we have our being in you, Father God. Thank you, God, for healing the lonely, Father God, the saddened and the betrodden, Father God, in this hour of calamities, Father God, and hurricanes, Father God. We thank you that they're able to walk, Father God, and to find their way. We thank you for those who sent to rescue them, Father God. Even thank you for the angels that led the way there, Father God. We thank you for everyone on this line, Father God, as we gather today. Together, Father God, holding up ourselves, our families, and our friends even, Father God. We thank you for favor in travel, Father God. And we're still standing against the wall, Father God. And even as I anoint myself, Father God, that you use this body, that you use this mind, that you use all of us, Father God. And I thank you, God, for favor with passports, Father God. The devil is a liar. We cancel out any blockage, Father God, in this hour. We thank you for the children, Father God. Touch them. And we thank you, giving your name always, always the praise. But, Father God, we thank you for Archbishop and Pastor Jordan, Father God. Cover them as they're coming and they're going. Cover the Jordan family, Father God, the legacy, Father God. God, we give your name the praise. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Father God, I thank you for your word. I thank you, God, for your covering. I thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. I thank you for your mercy, your provisions, your love, your faithfulness towards us, God. I thank you for this opportunity to pray. I thank you for the master prophet, Prophetess Deborah, God, and for their vision and for allowing us to come together in unity, able to lift up our voices this morning and pray, God. Thank you for being in the midst, God. You said where two or three are gathered together, you are in the midst. We thank you for hearing our prayers and blessing us, oh God. Thank you for the leadership of Prophetess Darlene. And God, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the prophets being on the line, God. Thank you, God, that we are not weary. Thank you, God, for covering us and protecting us, keeping us. God, I ask you to bless each and every person on the line, each and every listener, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Give them sweet sleep on this morning, this tonight, wherever they are, God. Whatever time zone they're in, bless them, God. Strengthen them, protect them, God. Answer their prayers as they cry out to you, as they seek your face, oh God. Thank you, God, for what you're doing in the life of my family, God. Thank you for bringing the marriage together of the Applewhite family, God. Allow Walter to embrace his calling, God, and his wife, too. Support him, God. Thank you, God, for them and for Naya receiving the help that she needs. Thank you, oh God, for what you're doing, God. It's a testimony. That family is coming forth with an even greater testimony. Thank you for what you're doing in the lives of people, God, and how you're bringing their families together and bringing them to you, God. In these days, these times when things are uncertain, we know that we have certainty in you, oh God. I ask you to look upon the people in Puerto Rico, God, and for the responders who are doing their best to help them, God. Allow our government to do even more and to not give up on them or to criticize them, but to move in faith that they will hear your voice and respond to the pleas of the people, O God. Bless your people wherever they are, God, who have suffered from these devastation, hurricanes and tornadoes and fires, God. Look upon your people and let them know that you are with them, God. They must pray. They must pray without ceasing. Oh, God, we love you and we thank you, God. Thank you for covering us in this time, oh, God. Thank you for all of your ministers of the gospel who preach the gospel of peace. Thank you for them, God. Thank you for your prophets. Bless them, God. Bless each and every prophet in the order, the school of poem. God, bless them. And your prophets all over the world, your ministers all over the world, people who are doing your work, God, we thank you for them, God. Thank you for these leaders. Thank you, God. And we just thank you for covering us, God, and for giving us peace, oh, Lord. And I thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen.
Amen and amen. We make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. We serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Hallelujah, God, we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. O God, we thank you, Lord, for making this day a day of victory, God. O God, we thank you, God, for opportunities of this new day, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for keeping eyes on you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for restoration, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for filling our hearts with your light and your love, God, so we can be that you called us to be, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for the right divine relationships, Lord. And we thank you, God, for relationship healing, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for blotting out the sins of yesterday, God. And we thank you, God, for lightening the burdens of all who are oppressed, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes that we may see, our ears that we may hear, and our lips that we may speak, oh, God. And, God, we want to thank you, Lord, for holding our liberty in high esteem, God. And we thank you, God, for this wonderful country in which we privileged to live, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for keeping us from strife and keeping us from any kind of jealousy of race or class, Lord. And we thank you, God, for unity, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for blessing our president of this country, Lord, and keeping him with wisdom and strength, oh, God. Thank you, God, for being with all those are in power, Lord. And thank you, God, for the horrors of war will passing away forever, God, on this earth, and the Prince of Peace reign, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for riches, success will continue to come our way, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you never lost a battle, God. We thank you, God, for letting us demonstrate your glory, Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones, and all around us, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for being a hope amongst all those that was affected by the storm, God, and those who was victims to loved ones dying, and all the things that have been happening here on this earth, God. We want to thank you, God, from keeping them and granting them unshakable peace and rid of the victims and keeping them in peace, Lord. Oh, God, we want to thank you, God, for that. And we want to thank you, God, for helping us to respond to the needs of those struggling, God, in frustration and fear, that we may serve you well, God. We thank you, God, for that, Lord. And we thank you, God, for longevity in our finance, God. We thank you, God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord. We thank you, God, for awareness, oh, God. And we thank you, God, for creativity, oh, God. And, God, we thank you, God, for your healing power, Lord. Thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh, God. And, God, we want to thank you, God, for teaching us that whosoever things are true, just, honest, pure, and lovely, and of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, we should think on these things, oh, God. And, God, also, we want to thank you, God, for all our leaders of your churches, God. Thank you, God, for giving them direction, God, in their lives and the lives of your people, Lord. Thank you, God. And we also thank you, God, for comforting and graciously regarding those who suffer affliction, oh, God. We want to thank you, God, for your grace, God, and your mercy, God, for the shedding, God, and your insurance, God, and your presence. Lift them out of their demise, God. And, God, we want to thank you again, God, that whosoever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned, oh, God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters, God. And thank you, God, for letting us be prosperous and letting us be above only. In your precious, mighty, and merciful name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. For the Lord your God will be with you, fighting on your behalf against your enemies in order to grant you victory. But thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. We thank you, Lord, that he shall swallow up death in victory. He shall swallow up sickness in victory. He shall swallow up lack in victory. We thank you, Lord God, that every spirit of oppression is broken over the lives of your people. We thank you, Lord, that every spirit of divorce and separation is broken over the bashata, over your people. Chaos is dispelled. We release the spirit of peace in every household, even now, in the name of Jesus. Peace, be still. We speak peace to the storm in the name of Jesus. Peace to the chaos in the name of Rosheta, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that infirmity, depression, addiction is swallowed up in victory, and you wipe away all tears from off the faces of your people. Lord God, you said you will give us an oil of joy for mourning. We thank you, Lord God, for the wealth of the wicked is stored up and laid up for us and released even now. We take dominion over lack. We take dominion over oppression. We take dominion over homelessness. We take dominion over every work and power of the enemy. Strife, stress, we rebuke you now. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We pull down every stronghold of fear. We pull down every stronghold of emotional paralysis. We pull down every stronghold of addiction and mental illness. We pull down every stronghold of every generational curse in the mighty name of Jesus. And we release healing, for healing is the children's bread. Father, you said you send your word to heal. And right now we send your word to heal your people. Everyone under the sound of my voice, I command healing. I command deliverance. I command victory. I command breakthrough. Even now, In the name of Jesus, we bless every pastor, every leader, every bishop, every business owner. We rebuke lack, those that are trying to get licensors for different businesses and different credentials to do their business, Father God, to get into certain educational programs. We come against hindrance. We come against blockage, and we come against strongholds in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for the victory and breakthrough. For thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is thine, and thine is the kingdom, O Lord. Thou art exalted as head above all. Amen. And we thank you, Lord, that you said in your word at the end of every seventh year that all debts are canceled. We thank you, Lord God, that everyone who has lent money to a neighbor writes it off, that they must not press the neighbor for his brother for payment. All debts are canceled, for your word says so. And we thank you for release. We thank you for release from financial oppression. We break the cycle of debt and lack in the lives of your people, and we release your people so they can worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the oil of joy for mourning. We thank you, Lord God, for the garment of praise, for the spirit of heaviness. We thank you, Lord God, that we are the healed of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of the sinner, nor do we sit in the seat of the scornful. But our delight is in your law, and in your law we meditate day and night. And we are like trees planted by the rivers of water, and we bring forth our fruit now in the devotion, in this season. And also our leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do prospers. For you promised us, Lord God. You said if we hearken diligently unto your voice to observe to do all that you commanded, that you will bless our going in and coming out, that all these blessings will come upon us and overtake us. We're blessing our bodies, our basket, and our store, our finances. Everything we put our hands to do is blessed because we submit to your word, and we submit to your will. Thank you for putting a yes in our hearts, a yes in our minds, a yes in Moshe, in our spirits. We rebuke the spirit of rebellion in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we fret not ourselves because of evildoers. Neither are we envious against workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. We trust in you, and we do good, and we shall dwell in the land and verily be fed. We delight ourselves in you, Lord, and you give us the desires of our heart. We commit our way unto you, Father, and we trust you, and you shall bring it to pass. And we bless you for our Archbishop. We bless you for the vision. We bless you for the expansion and the globalizing of the prophetic. We bless you for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, who you have called to stand with our Archbishop. We thank you, Lord, for the neck that turns the head, Abasha. We thank you, Lubasha. Strengthen her. Oh, Rabasha. Undergird them, God. Fresh oil, fresh strength, fresh provision in the name of Jesus. Send help from your sanctuary in Jesus' name. We speak divine protection and covering over our leaders and over our prophetic house in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, that we rest in you and we wait patiently for you, and we fret not anywise because of him who prospers in his way. And we thank you, Lord God, for Prophet Cynthia Dawson, who you've raised up, Lord God, for and healed and given her a new lease on life, a new heart. We thank you, God, for full recovery. And every prayer request submitted, we speak healing and deliverance in Jesus' name. Every prayer requests submitted, God, we speak provision. We bless every household that's represented, and we thank you, Lord, for unity in every family, healing in every family, healing, Lord God, the finances, healing over every circumstance, healing the brokenhearted. Lord God, we, for you have borne our grief and carried our sorrows, we pray for those who have had loss in their family, Lord God. We speak comfort to them, and we bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, people of God, we are just blessed for each of you on the call. We want you to join Archbishop at 9 a.m. Amen for the teaching out of the new book. Amen. The Prophet in the Marketplace. If you are not in the Book of the Month Club, I don't know what to tell you, but every month Archbishop is releasing his books, amen, and they are not available anywhere else. And if you want to be a part of this teaching, join the call, amen, and then we have Pop Life Radio at noon, amen, and we have Prophet Joshua Jordan, amen, at 8 p.m., and then once again, the Midnight Cry. Amen. If you've been blessed by this prayer, if you have been coming and receiving, amen, and it has been a blessing to your life, amen, we want to just invite you to sow a seed. If you want to see this prayer ministry continue and even expand, amen. Bless the prophetic house. Sow a seed, 888-831-0434 or www.bishopjordan.com. Amen. And leave in the comments section that you were blessed by the prayer. Amen. A seed of thanksgiving, a seed of any amount, just be a blessing to what has been a blessing to you. Let's keep this going. Amen. And watch God expand you. You always want to sow into the anointing. Amen. While the waters are troubled. Amen. As an act of thankfulness. Amen. And we want to bless you and thank you all for being on the call with us. And advertise this call on your Facebook page. Post the phone number. Post the phone number. I keep asking. But amen. You never know who needs a touch from God. Let the spirit of evangelism come upon you and share this number with someone. Amen. God bless you, and thank you again, and have a great rest of the day.